right. Will you please state your name, your job title, and the name of the organization you work for?
Melissa Karma, Secretary Senior, and I work for Animal Poultry Center.
Okay. Where are you originally from, and what did your parents do for a living?
I'm originally from Blacksburg, and my dad was a construction worker, and my mother worked in a factory.
How long have you worked here?
20 years.
Wow. How did you get into this job?
Worked my way up from the bottom. I worked as a wage and then fell into positions. People were willing to train me.
What kind of training was involved?
Accounting, learning computers. Basically, that was about it.
Where do you live and what costs are involved for you in getting to work?
I live in Parrisburg, which is about 25 miles west from here. And it costs me approximately close to $200 a month in gas to travel, commute back and forth.
Would you describe in detail a typical day at your job?
I do a lot of correspondence, a lot of copying. I do a lot of data entry, lots of overnighting stuff for the labs, paying bills, and filing.
And this is all for, like, all the professors and everyone in the animal culture.
I have a lot of correspondence. Like, I deal a lot one-on-one with the students, as you can see.
Yeah. What do you like best about your job?
Dealing with the kids, the students. I like the students.
Okay.
I like people.
So you would describe how would you describe your interaction with them?
Positive, I mean. I enjoy it. Most of them are very pleasant to deal with, you know. I think it keeps me feeling young.
Yeah.
I still feel like I'm going to school.
Have you had any, like, negative experiences with the students?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, sometimes they get upset when they don't get exactly what they want when they want it. But, you know, for the most part, nothing that I would say would be bad.
What do you like least about your job?
The building.
Right.
I don't like the way it's sectioned off. I think it's very isolated. You know, kind of dreary.
So you feel kind of like when a lot of people aren't coming in, it's lonely because you're in here. Could you tell me about a time when your job really frustrated you, or you were tempted to walk away from it?
When I got one of my new professors, who was very demanding, very, very high maintenance professor, you know. Dealing with them is probably the most stressful part, but for the most part, they're all really good people to work for, but, you know, there is a few in particular that are very, they stress me.
Yeah.
You know, they can walk in the room and I'm just, like, you know, stressed instantly, but it's because they're procrastinators. When they walk through that door, that it's something that's got to be done right now, or yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, this morning I came in, and one of my professors and she came storming in here at 8:15 and had to have a packet put together and ready to go by 8:30.
15 minutes.
For her class, you know.
Uh-huh.
She procrastinated to the very last minute. So, you know, those things are very frustrating.
Yeah, and you have no control over it.
So, you know, on days that they, it seems like they come in abundance, are days that I would just soon walk out that door and never come back. Mm-hmm. And then I'll look at it and I'm like,
could you tell me about a time you thought you couldn't speak your mind?
Right now. I don't think that the leadership in this department is very open-minded. I don't think there's an open-door policy. Even though we're told there is, I think things are swept under the rug. Mm-hmm. And I think you just pretty much have to stay to yourself. And, you know, I think you would be highly punished if you spoke your mind about things.
What advice would you give to someone who's considering your line of work?
Be sure it's something you want to do. You know, it's tedious. It's a lot of times it's redundant. You know, there's not much excitement to it. You know, I enjoy my job, but if I were younger and had it to do whatever again, I don't think I would have chose this line of work. I think I would have gotten an education and took a different approach. But, you know, I'm so far into it now with my benefits and things that, you know, it's almost, you know, too late for me to, to change midstream. But other than that, you know, just be sure it's something that you would want to do.
So, do the benefits really make it worth it?
Yes.
Okay.
90% of, I would say 90% of the people that are employed at Virginia Tech are here for the benefits. It's actually not the pay. I mean, the pay is decent, but it's the benefits that the university provides.
What do you think is important for people to know about what you do?
That there's one of me and all of y'all. I think the professors and the students forget that, you know, I'm not just working for them. That it's, you know, I have 11 professors that I work for, plus their lab techs, plus their students, you know. So it's, you know, it's not just the few people. It's, you know, there's a whole network of them there. And I think a lot of people just think when they ask something of me that they don't understand that there's somebody else in line in front of them that asked me, you know.
Right.
I mean, I think people don't realize that I have to divide my time. And sometimes that becomes very difficult. So.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share? Any stories or
good stories? No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a boring interviewer.
No, you're fine.
That's it.
Okay.
Quick.
I know. I didn't know.
How does that thing stop?
I
think
it
stopped.